ಶ್ರೀ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ್ ಕಿ ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕಿ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ವ್ಯರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಸೆವೆಂತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಭರತ ಸೊ ವ್ಯರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟುಡೇ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 5 ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೋಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ So we will not sing it. I'll just read the verse and translation. Text 5.
Ijeja bhagavantam yajna kratarupam kratabhir uccau vachai shraddaya arhatagnir hotra darsha purnamasa chaturmasasya pashu somanam prakritir vikritir bhir anusavanam chatur hotra vidhina.
Translation by Srila, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. With great faith, King Bharata performed various kinds of sacrifice. He performed the sacrifices known as Agnihotra, Darsha, Purnamasa, Chaturmasya, Pashuyajna, wherein a horse is sacrificed, and Somayajna, wherein a kind of beverage is offered. Sometimes these sacrifices were performed completely and sometimes partially. In any case, in all these sacrifices, the regulations of Chaturhotra were strictly followed. In this way, Bharat Maharaj worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, purport. Animals like hogs and cows were offered in sacrifice to test the proper execution of the sacrifice. Otherwise, there was no purpose in killing animal. Actually, the animal was offered in the sacrificial fire to get a rejuvenated life. Generally, an old animal was sacrificed in the fire and it would come out again in a youthful body. Some of the rituals, however, did not require animal sacrifice. In the present age, animal sacrifices are forbidden. As stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ashwamedham Gavalambham Sanyasam Pala Paitrikam Devarena Sutotpattim Kalau Panchavivarjayet. In this age of Kali, five acts are forbidden. The offering of a horse in sacrifice, the offering of a cow in sacrifice, the acceptance of the order of sannyas, the offering of oblations of flesh to the forefathers, and a man's begetting children in his brother's wife. Such sacrifices are impossible in this age due to the scarcity of expert brahmanas or ritvija who are able to take the responsibility. In the absence of these, the Sankirtan Yajna is recommended. Yajnya Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasa 11.5.32. After all, sacrifices are executed to please the Supreme Lord. Yajnarthat Karmanyatra. Such activities should be carried out for the Supreme Lord's pleasure. In this age of Kali, the Supreme Lord in his incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be worshipped with his associates by performance of Sankirtan Yajna, the congregational chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra. This process is accepted by intelligent men. Yajnya Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedhasa. The word Sumedhasa refers to intelligent men who possess very good brain substance.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadavaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Suratau Pango Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvasva Padambojo Radha Madana Mohano Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrimada Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanastau Srimad Radha Shri Lagovinda Devo Preshthalibhi Sevyamano Smarami Srimad Rasarasarambhi Vamshi Vata Tatastita Karshan Venu Swaner Gopi Gopinathaya Shriyestuna Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shiradhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Itinamine Shri Varshabhanave Deve Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vidjnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojvala Premadhyah Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Shri Rupanuga Viruddhapa Apasiddhanta Dhvantaharine
नमो गौर किशोराय साक्षाद वैराग्य मूर्तये विप्रलंब रसांबोधे पादांबुजाय ते नमः। नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानंद नामिने गौरशक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगवराय ते गौराविर्भाव भूमेस्त्वं निर्देष्टः सज्जन प्रिया वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायिने कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरद्विषये नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So I welcome all the Vaishnavas to today's morning Bhagavatam class. We are reading fifth canto, seventh chapter, text 5 today. The activities of Bharat Maharaj. And to speak on this exalted matter of Srimad Bhagavatam is very difficult for the person who has no taste. I was just meditating that when it comes to Prajalpa, or when it comes to some loose talks, mind is very free and open, and we can speak for hours together, and we do not prepare for it, and this stuff is already so much inside, and even when you speak that, we even don't know how the time pass, isn't it? And that time we feel hours as minutes, and this is my condition now, because if it is something normal or worldly matters, it's very easy, we are updated. But to speak this exalted subject, and specifically devotees like Bharat Maharaj, is a bit difficult for me. But by Prabhupada's grace, even Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, while glorifying Lord Chaitanya, he says, Balopi Kurute Shastra. He says, if one has the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, then even a small child can speak on the scriptures. So hoping the grace of all the Vaishnavas' blessings, also the Parampara, Srila Prabhupada and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we'll try to discuss this beautiful verse today, because it describes the activities of Bharat Maharaj. This chapter we have seen that how Rishabhdev has given his teachings in this fifth canto, and then he got the 100 sons. And the previous chapter mentions that how the different beings, the living entity, when it enters, is at different swabhava. Janma at this the Chaturvarna Maya system, Guna Karma Vibhagasha. So the different sons of Rishabhdev had different natures. Some became Brahmanas, 9 of them became the Navayogendras. And this great personality, Bharat Maharaj, has become the ruler of this world. So this verse mentions the activities. And if you hear these activities of Bharat Maharaj, so we may get confused, because this verse mentions, with great faith, King Bharata performed various kinds of sacrifices. So one may think, Bharat Maharaj is a devotee, right? And what is the need for Bharat Maharaj to perform these sacrifices? So because if you see this, like Krishna also explains in Bhagavad Gita, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunya Bhava Arjuna. So Veda speaks about so many things, and it also mentions about different sacrifices. And so if you ask any person who has the knowledge of Mimamsa, so they will think that we perform sacrifices because we have some desires in heart. So why do people perform sacrifices? Right? We have something in mind. Also, we as devotees, we do Graha Pravesh or Graha Puja, or even during temple inaugurations, we perform different sacrifices, isn't it? But in one of the beautiful purports of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he mentions that this karma mimamsa, there are two ways of performing sacrifices. The one is, when a person performs sacrifice, he may have two motives in his heart. One is to perform the sacrifice to fulfill his own desire. Oh, I perform you this. I offer these oblations to you, right? We offer the oblations. Idam Krishnaya, idam namama, or idam Radhika, idam namami. So offer to that personality. But there can be a thought of fulfilling our own wish or desire. Right? Like scriptures explain, Putra Kameshti Yajna, or somebody wants to win over the enemy. Or different yajnas are mentioned. For example, Ashwamedha Yajna. Like Prabhupada mentions, there is Ashwamedham Gavalambam. There are different, like one who makes the 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas, then he is qualified as a rural ruler of this world. So people perform sacrifices, either they have to fulfill their own desires, or the other reason he mentions is as in gratitude. For example, Lord Indra gives rain. Surya Dev gives us the sunlight. So the person who is performing sacrifice, his wish or his desire is to please that personality, that demigod. And then he offers the sacrifice. That's how the Karma Mimamsa says. But here, Bharat Maharaj is devotee and he is performing sacrifices. Right? So the upcoming verses, it will come that when this Bharat Maharaj is performing sacrifices, and what kind of sacrifice is mentioned here? Agnihotra. It's a very famous yajna. Once I went to these Konkan regions, Pavas or somewhere, Parshuram temple is there. And I saw that some people, I met them, they told, we are performing Agnihotra Yajna. And they told me that it has to be performed twice in a day. Morning, they offer oblations, the small fire, they invoke the fire, they offer oblations as in gratitude to sun god. And the evening, they perform that Yajna to offer to the Agni Dev. So twice they perform this Agnihotra Yajna. So this chapter also, this verse also mentions that Bharat Maharaj used to perform the Agnihotra Yajna. Not only this Agnihotra Yajna has become famous even during COVID time. I don't know whether you have heard that. People started selling the kits also. You know, they say because if you burn the cow dung, if you put some oblations into it and it will purify the air, it will kill the germs. So another desire to perform the Yajna, Agnihotra Yajna, to get purified themselves. But these yajnas, these sacrifices are very special and they have to be performed very aptly following the rules and regulation. It's not that you just take some vessel, put some wood or cow dung cake, put some ghee and just take out some fumes out of it. No, this verse explains that the verse is Chatur Hotra Vidhina. These sacrifices has to be done following all this, like Prabhupada mentions. In any case, in all the sacrifices, the regulations of Chatur Hotra were strictly followed. Chatur Hotra means whenever you perform an yajna, so the four different priests has to be there and they have different functions. One of them will make the prior arrangement of an yajna. The second one will be who will offering the oblations. Third one is who is chanting the mantras, and there is another person who is just seeing if there is any mistakes, then he has to nullify those mistakes. So like the Chatur Hotra, then you have to invoke the auspicious fire and add oblations into it. Such is the difficult process of sacrifice. And this process is followed by Bharat Maharaj. So the question may come in mind that Bharat Maharaj is qualified for pure devotion. And he has a deep faith in topics of the Lord without any material desires to perform the Karma Yoga or to perform the sacrifices. Then why he is performing these sacrifices? So Krishna very beautifully explains in 11th canto, a very beautiful verse for a sadhaka or to practice spirituality. He says, Tavat karmani kurvita na nirvidyeta yavata mat katha shavanado va shraddha yavanna jayate. So Krishna says, Tavat karmani kurvita. So till when a person is called karmadikari? So till when one has to very aptly perform the activities. Now here it's sacrifice is mentioned, but the activities which encompasses the field of karma, he says, Tavat karmani kurvita. So whatever traditions, the spiritual traditions of karma philosophy, Tavat karmani kurvita, na nirvidyate. Until and unless our material desires are purified, One has to perform these acts, Krishna says. And while doing this, one has to develop the taste for hearing and chanting. He says, Mat katha shravanaduva. So until and unless one develops eagerness, taste and faith for hearing the Lord's pastime. Because he says, Mat katha shravanaduva, not only just hearing, he says, Mat katha shravanaduva shraddha yavan na jayate. So one has to develop deep faith for these wonderful glories of the Lord, chanting his names, and then one is no more entitled to perform these activities. Like it is said, that one who has taken Dev Rishi Bhutap Pranam, that verse comes, that one who has completely taken shelter of the Supreme Lord, then such a person is not entitled to perform any external things. But Srimad Bhagavatam repeatedly mentions the great souls like Bharat Maharaj. Even it comes in this action of Amrish Maharaj also. The great pure devotees of the Lord, they have great taste in hearing, chanting, serving the Supreme Lord. Beautiful verse comes in Amrish Maharaj, how he has engaged all his senses, action senses, knowledge senses in service of the Lord. But it mentions that they also perform different sacrifices and the customs of the society. Why? Krishna says, Loka Sangraham. Because he says in Bhagavata, even Janak Maharaj, he tells Arjuna that even Janak Maharaj, the great personalities who are realized souls, the great souls, they also performed this. Why? Because Yad Yad Acharati Shreshthas. Because person may see though these great personalities, these great leaders, they are not following it. But these personalities, they have no need to perform those activities. Okay? Because they have already developed great devotion to the Lord. But just to set and write example. Because people in general, when they see that these great devotees also doing it, so why this is made, first of all, these different kind of sacrifices, and even Krishna has given this yoga ladder just to uplift people. And so when these great devotees, they perform, at least those who are at the level of karma adhikar, they can get inspiration and perform. That's why Loka Sangraha. So this beautiful verse mentions that how Bharat Maharaj is performing the different sacrifices. But Srila Prabhupada gives a very beautiful insight and a direction to this verse. He says that he is referring to the verse by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's a beautiful pastime of Lord Chaitanya in Adi Leela, that when this Chand Kazi, he prohibits Sankirtan, and then he goes and meets Chand Kazi, and in that discussion this beautiful verse comes. Ashwamedham Gavalambam Sanyasam Palapati. Because there's a discussion between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Kazi about our Sanatan Dharma. And there, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that these five kinds of sacrifices or five things are Varja in Kali Yuga. And then in purport, Prabhupada mentions that in the previous days we used to perform this Ashwamedha Yajna, or even the cow was sacrificed. But then it was to check the purity of Yajna. And even the old cow or a horse, they would get the youth, the new body. So that was the purity, the level of performing Yajna. But in purport, Prabhupada mentioned that nowadays we won't get such priests, the Ritvijas, who can perform these pure sacrifices. Neither we have the pure elements to perform these sacrifices. And so what is the best Yajna to perform? Is Sankirtan Yajna. So I thought that since Prabhupada is mentioning about Lord Chaitanya and his Sankirtan movement in this purport, so let's discuss the beautiful pastime of Lord Chaitanya, that how he spreads this Sankirtan movement. So, like Prabhupada mentioned this verse, this famous verse, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam, that how Lord Chaitanya, Krishna himself has appeared in this world, and this time Lord has not come with any weapon. Oh, he has come with a weapon, but not his usual weapon. Sangha Upanga, he has brought his, who is his army man? His own associates, his own expansions in the form of Panchatattva. What is his weapon? Sankirtan, by which he is going to remove the demons in our heart in the form of anarthas. So Srimad Bhagavatam also repeatedly emphasizes this point of taking shelter of holy name, purifying our heart by taking shelter of Krishna's glories or holy name. So Srimad Bhagavatam also says, Shunvatam Svakataha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridantastoi Abhadrani Vidunoti Surutsatam. Just to emphasize this point, the importance of holy name or Sankirtan, and then we'll move to the pastime. So he says, Shrinvatam Sukatha Krishna. And this word mentions in the verse is Punya Shravana Kirtanam. So this Punyam is not the Punya by the karma philosophy. Oh, you do something good and then you get Punya. You do something bad and you get Papa. No. When it says Shravanam, Shrinvatam Sukatha Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana, what is that Punya here? That Punya is one gets attracted to Lord Krishna. That is Bhaktyonmukh Sukrati. That is Bhakti, devotion in heart. So this Punya is Punya Shravana Kirtana and says, why? Because it is not karma. Why it is Punya? When we somebody may say, why this Punya is not that Punya? Because by performing the activities which incurs us Punya, they won't purify us. They just give us the result, good or bad. If you perform a sacrifice, they say, bolte na, kabhi, you just give a water to a thirsty person. Why? In future, when you are thirsty, you may also get water. You feed the poor so that when you are hungry, you will be fed like that. But it's not like that. It says, Shrinvatam Swakataha Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana. Why this is Punya, this is Bhakti? Ridhantastohi Abhadrani. By doing this activity, you won't get gold or silver or name or fame. One may desire, as an anartha may get, but the actual fruit is Ridhantastohi Abhadrani, Vidhunoti Surutsatam. It purifies our heart. That's why Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Taiche Bhakti Phale Krishna Prema Upache. So, if one performs devotional service, then what will happen? The prema should be the fruit. If prema is not the fruit of performing devotional service, means there is no proper prayojan. Still, heart is hankering for some material desires. Otherwise, daridranasa bhavakshay premara phalanay. Just by performing bhakti, if somebody says, oh, my daridra is nash, even liberation is not the fruit of pure devotional service. Daridranash bhavakshay premira phalanay. Then what is the prema, what is the phal? Prema sukha bhogya mukhya prayojana hoy. When person comes to the conclusion that prema to the Supreme Lord is the highest, that means the abhideya, the samanda is proper and the prayojan will be achieved. Also King Kulashekhar, very beautifully he glorifies the holy name. He says, Alam 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 ekam praninam patakanam nirasana vishayaye krishna krishne tivani yadi bhavati mukunder bhaktirananda sandra karatala kalitasa mukti samrajya lakshmi. Just to emphasize this point, he says, Alam 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 ekam. Alas, if somebody chant the name of the Lord, praninam patakanam, the side product of chanting the holy name is praninam patakanam. If chant with faith, the heart is purified. Nirasana vishayaye krishna krishneti vani. If one chants, then he says, yadi bhavati mukunder bhaktir ananda sanandra. He says, one who has devotion to the Supreme Lord, bhaktir ananda sandra, karatala kalitasa. So many people in this world, they try to get liberate. And liberation of many times, just to liberate from the temporary problems of this world. Or somebody has become a jnani, then he wants to liberate this body. Or somebody wants to dissolve his soul ultimately into Brahman. But he says, Karatala Kalitasa. For such a person who has developed the faith and devotion unto Supreme Lord, for him, Karatala Kalitasa Samrajya Lakshmi. Mukti Samrajya Lakshmi. Means that has just become like, you know, you can hold a amla. What do you call amla in English? I don't know that. Amalaki, yeah. You can hold an amalaki hole. Something like that. It becomes very easy. The mukti becomes very easy for the devotee who has taken the shelter of the Lord. And there's another beautiful verse he says, because these verses are in link. So he says, the next verse, the other verse is, Madhura madhura metam mangalam mangalanam nigama sarvavalli satvalam chitswarupam sakradapi parigitam shraddaya helanam va Bhrugavara naramatram tarayet Krishna nama. So another phrase is madhura madhura metat. Then somebody may say, oh, I don't desire liberation. Why I should chant the holy name of the Lord? Madhura madhura metan. It is very sweet. After tasting so much of poison, so much of distaste in this world, if really somebody is looking for real happiness, taste and sweetness in life, then scripture says madhura madhura metan. It is very sweet. And auspicious of all auspiciousness, mangalam mangalanam. And it is the essence of all scriptures. So you won't say that, oh, only because you read the Vaishnava scriptures. No, sarva nigama valli. If you go and ask the Vedas also, the Vedic essence will also says that to chant the name of the Lord is all in all. And then Satvalam Chitswarupam, and you would get the eternal fruit by chanting this holy name, and Chid Swarupam, and one can achieve the original form of the spiritual world. Sakridapi Parigitam, then the person may say, oh, how long and how to chant? So scriptures are encouraging us. Sakridapi, at once, Parigitam, if you chant, Shraddhaya, it's good to chant with faith. But we cannot stop the door. I don't have faith in holy name, so I'll not chant. No, scripture says, Shraddhaya Helanamva. The first thing is first. First is you have to chant. One cannot say, oh, I'll get the faith to chant, then I will chant. No, whether you have a faith, you don't have faith. First, chant. Shraddhaya Helanamva. Why? Bhrugavara Naramatram Tarayet Krishna Nama. Because this holy name of the Lord is so purifying, it can relieve us from this material world. That's why Prabhupada mentions that the best of sacrifice is Sankirtan Yajna. And the Lord Himself, being so kind, taking the bhava of Srimati Radharani, giving the highest fruit or the highest thing of the spiritual world, holy name, and incarnating as Lord Chaitanya. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he, in one of the beautiful verse, he glorifies this, the glories of Lord Chaitanya or his pastimes, the acts. He says, Krishnot kirtana gana nartana kala patho jani bhrajita sadbhakta valiham sa chakra madupa shrinim vihara sadam karnananda kila dhvani vahatume jivhamaru prangane shri chaitanya dayani deta valasal lila sudha swardhuni. So sometimes his mind cheats us. Sometimes, at least for me, it happens. When you open the scriptures and already so many things going inside the heart, so much of troubles, not having taste in hearing or reading, and then you feel like keeping away the scriptures aside. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishnot kirtana gana nartana kala pato jani bhrajita. So he gives the two contrasts in this verse. One is, who will enjoy the pastimes of the Lord? And second is, that who do not have taste, then what is their hope? So he, in this verse he says, Jivha maru prangane. So the person who do not have any taste for chanting or hearing, that tongue is compared to a desert. So person who is thirsty for water and he's in desert, how he would feel? But sometimes, then thought came in mind that you are in desert, you don't have water. So isn't Krishna's arrangement in desert? So scriptures give a beautiful example of camel. Camel stays in desert, and there are cactus-like plants who have thorns on it. And he said that the camel goes and chew the thorns. And what happened by that? Blood comes out in the mouth. And then the camel tastes that blood. So sometimes a conditioned soul may feel in this world, politics so nice, magazines are so nice, some Gramya Katha is so nice. But scripture says that is like we taste our own blood. That is not in taste. We are already in desert. The tongue is already deserted. And then since because we need water, and if we take shelter of some wrong things, also Srimad Bhagavatam says, such tongues which vibrates the worldly topics or topics which does not describe Krishna Katha, they are like below bater ukrama vikramaniye. The ears are like snake holes, and the tongue is like the frog. When the frog is croaking, what does frog do by croaking? It attracts snake towards him. So this desert-like tongue, so what is the nectar for this desert-like tongue? So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Leela Sudha Swardhuni. He compares the glories of Lord Chaitanya, his pastimes, as Swaradhuni, the nectar. And when that nectar, it enters our ears or tongue, then the thirst of the tongue is quenched or it's released. Then he says, then there are devotees who would, you know, thrive in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So he starts with Krishnot kirtana gana nartana kala patho jani bhrajita. He says, this beautiful river of Lord Chaitanya's pastime is flowing, and then there are beautiful birds, they are moving in this river, and he called them as Hamsa, Madhupa and Chakravaka. Hamsa, the Paramhamsa, the swan like devotees, the Madhupa, who are tasting this nectarian pastimes of the Lord. And what, from where they taste the nectar? Now if you go into the water, bird doesn't take nectar in the water, right? So beautiful lotuses or fragrant flowers has to be there. From where? Madhupa. What does honeybee does? It extracts the nectar. So he says, in this river of Lord Chaitanya's pastime, what is there? Krishnotkirtana. The Lord's kirtan, gana, nartana, kala. So these are the beautiful lotuses in this river. And these devotees like Hamsa, Chakra and Madhupa, they taste this nectar and then they becomes happy. That's why Sri Chaitanya Dayanidhe Tavalasal Leela Sudha Swarduni. So this is the beauty of Lord Chaitanya's pastime, that they provide nectar. Also, another episode when Sanatan Goswami is in Shridham Puri and he had boils on his body and he wants to give up his body. So there's a very beautiful discussion, but I'll take a part which is relevant to today's context. And Lord Chaitanya has very beautiful discussion with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in that discussion, he says that how just by taking shelter of Lord's holy name, one is delivered. And so he says, Bhajanera Madhya Sreshta Navavida Bhakti Krishna Prema Krishna Dite Dhare Mahashakti. Again, this episode, it emphasized like how Lord Chaitanya is saying, see, there is a bhajana prakriya, the sadhana prakriya to achieve the love of the Lord. Bhajanera Madhya Sreshta Navavida Bhakti, what Srimad Bhagavatam also explains, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. It is very Sreshta. And by performing this Navavida Bhakti, one can develop love for God. But Mahaprabhu doesn't stop here. He says, Tara Madhe Sarva Sreshtha Nama Sankirtan Nirapradha Namalaya Prabhe Premadhan. But out of even these 9 devotional services, the best is, the best and the easy and the most accessible, he says, Tara Madhe Sarva Sreshtha Nama Sankirtan Nirapradha Namalaya Pai Premadhan. Elsewhere Mahaprabhu says, Prabhu Kahe Vaishnava Seva Nama Sankirtan Duikare Shigra Pabe Shri Krishna Charan. Again he emphasizes that just by performing these 2 activities in life, one can develop the love for God. Prabhu kahe Vaishnava Seva and Nama Sankirtan. If these 2 acts one perform, then one can develop the love for the Supreme Lord. I was hearing one of the lecture of His Grace Aindra Prabhu, and very beautifully he was describing that how holy name is all in all. And his love for holy name, he quoted this verse, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Shanam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshishyami Mahashuja. He says it's not Mama, he says Sarva Dharman Parityajya Namekam Shanam Vraja. So he says one has to take utter deep shelter of the holy name, and that holy name can deliver us. So with this understanding that how is the Lord's name, His Sankirtan is potent. So like today's verse and purport, it is explained that how people in the previous days, in the previous yugas, they used to perform Sankirtan and they used to taste the purity of their Sankirtan by when the person is, the animal who is sacrificed is revived. Now let's go through the Sankirtan of Lord Chaitanya. So I'm reading from Chaitanya Charitamrit, Madhya Leela, chapter 17, verse number 25 to 54. This is a beautiful pastime of Lord Chaitanya going to Shridham Vrindavan. And we know that at least 2 to 3 times Lord Chaitanya tried to go to Vrindavan, but the actual time when Lord is going to enter Vrindavan, and this time Lord says, Prasiddha Patha Chadi Prabhu Upapathe Chalila Katak Dahine Karivena Pravishela. So now for going to Vrindavan, Lord has taken a Upavan or Upapatha. He is not going by the highway or the expressway. He is taking the toll-free road like that. He is going through the road of forest. And how is that road? Nirjana vana chale Prabhu Krishna namalaya Hasti vyagra patha chade Prabhu radekhiya. So this is the glory of Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan. Pale pale vyagra hasti Gandara shukara gan Taram madhya aveshe Prabhu Kori lagaman. So to check the purity of a Sankirtan, one has to sacrifice and the old body is gone, the new body is given. And when Ejanti Sumedasa, and this Sankirtan Yajna is the foremost, so Lord Himself is showing through His pastime what is the beauty of this Sankirtan. Like Prabhupada many times says, what United Nations cannot do, the Sankirtan movement can do. Why? Because it can bring real peace in this world and unity in this world. And then Prabhupada writes in the purport, what to say about human beings. When Lord Chaitanya traveled, he could bring the animals, the tigers, the elephants, the deers together. Then why won't this Sankirtan movement can bring the human mind? Then when Lord is performing the Sankirtan movement, Balabhadra Bhattacharya is amazed. Dekhi Bhattacharya mane hoya mahabhay, Prabhu pratape tara ek pasha hai. So now by seeing this, the Balabhadra Bhattacharya is fearful. Prabhu kahe kaha Krishna vyagra uthila, Krishna Krishna kahi vyagra nachitela gila. So here, one tiger is lying in the forest and Mahaprabhu just kicked that tiger. And tiger gets up and starts chanting, Krishna Krishna. Then another place, Mahaprabhu went to take bath. And Mahaprabhu just sprinkled the water on elephant. And the elephant also start chanting Krishna's name. Now, same thing happened in Krishna's pastimes also. Because Lord Chaitanya is non-different from Krishna. So, Venu Gita also it explains that how when Lord Krishna was playing the flute, the deers, they opened their ears more. The calves stopped drinking the milk. The rivers which were flowing, they stopped. The stone which were solid, they melted. The same Lord is now performing the Sankirtan at the same effect. The trees, the leaves, the barks, the animals, the birds, everyone is getting benefited. And then what is this beauty of Sankirtan? Because Srimad Bhagavatam also says, when there is a Sankirtan, when the Lord is at the center, it is a spiritual world. And what is the quality of spiritual world? So Bhagavatam says, Yatra naisarga durvaira sahasan mrugadaya mitrani vajita vajam dutarut tarshanadikam. Because when there is Lord is at center, then there is nayatra vaira durvaira. Then there is no enmity. So this is the beauty of Sankirtan. Then Krishnadas Kriyaji Goswami explains, Nache kunde vyagra gana mrugi gana sange Balabhadra Bhattacharya dekhya purva range. And now Lord Chaitanya started chanting and dancing, doing this Sankirtan in this forest. And who are his followers in the forest? The elephants, the tiger, the deer, the wild boars. Vyagra mruga anyonye kare alingan mukhe mukhe diya kare anyonya chumban. So they are hugging together, they are dancing together, which are the most inimical. Tiger's food is a deer. And now here, they are embracing each other. And what they're doing? Hari bola bali prabhu kare uccha dhvani vukshalata prafullita sahi dhvani shuni. And then the whole atmosphere is surcharged with Sankirtan. And now Mahaprabhu is moving from the Jharikhand forest. Yehi grama diya yana yaha kare nasthiti ye sab gramera lokera haya prema bhakti. So see, when Lord does some Lord performs some pastimes, it has very unique way of doing things in this world when Lord performs the pastime. So Lord first came to Vrindavan with so many devotees, and then Sanatana Goswami says, you don't come through this way. And what Lord says? Oh, you are right. So I should do this. Now Lord is showing that, oh, because you told I am doing it. But Krishnadas Kriyaji Goswami gives another reason why Lord took this path. So first of all, he delivered so much of animals and this. And next verse he says, Mathura yai bara chale asena jhari khanda bhilla praya loka tahar param pashanda. This is another great mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Because when he comes to the main road, he would come to the villages, right? And there would so many people in the society, the civilized society, they would get benefited by Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. But Krishnadas Kriyaji Goswami says, Mathura yai bara chale. He is, in order to go to Mathura, he is taking the path of Jharikhand, Asena Jharikhand. Why? Bhilla praya loka. Because there are some beings who stays inside the forest. And like tribal communities, we can say, Bhilla word is used. Bhilla praya loka tara parama pashanda. And who will deliver them? And so Mahaprabhu is detouring, going through the forest. And Krishnadas Kriyaji Goswami says, Nama prema diya kaila sabara nistar. Chaitanya guda lila bhujete shaktikar. So he says, Nama prema diya kaila sabara nistar. So not only he delivered the birds, the animals, and also while traveling through this forest, even those people who live deep inside the forest, they may not know about Krishna, they may not know about devotional life, even they also started chanting the glories of the Lord. So this is the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the one of the beautiful part of this story I liked is when I read this chapter is, now when Lord is going through this forest and delivering so many living entities, what feeling Lord has in his heart. So he says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Sanatana Mukhe Krishna Amashikaila Taha Vigna Karivana Pathe Laya Aila. It is Lord's plan to deliver them. Listening, Sanatana Goswami has taught me this. And now, Lord, because he has come in the form of devotee, so he's showing us that how he is expressing his gratitude to Krishna, Srimati Radharani. Krishna in the form of Radharani, he is telling, Krupara Samudra Dina Hine Dayamai. Would like to repeat this verse, very sweet verse. Yes. Krupara Samudra Dina Hine Dayamai. You can repeat. Okay, I'll say two words. Krupara Samudra Dina Hine Dayamai. Krishna Kripa Vina. Kona Sukha Nahi Hai. Krupara Samudra Dina Hine Dayamai. Krishna Kripa Vina Kona Sukha Nahi Hai. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Krupara Samudra. Krishna is full of mercy and Dina Hina Dayamaya. And Krishna is so merciful to Dina and Hina. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Krishna, so he's also Dina Hina Dayamaya. And Krishna Kripa Vina Kona Sukha Nahi Hai. So he says, this is Krishna's mercy that he has inspired me to come through this, because Mahaprabhu is feeling so much joy and pleasure. This Sankirtan and going to this Vrindavan forest. And then he says, Bhattacharya Alingya Tahare Kahila Tomara Prasade Ami Eta Sukha Paila. And then he's thanking Krishna, he's thanking Sanatana Goswami nicely. Oh Bhattacharya, I'm very much grateful to you. Because of you, I'm able to get this happiness. Then Bhattacharya is saying, Teho Kena Tumi Krishna Tumi Dayamai Adhama Jiva Mui More Haila Sadai. Then he's telling, oh my Lord, actually, you are merciful. Actually, you are merciful, and because of your mercy, I could witness this pastime and could come here. Mohi chharam more tumi sangalaya aila krupa kari more hate prabhu bhiksha kaila. He is grateful for the service. He is telling, Lord Chaitanya is telling, I am very grateful to you because you are assisting me. But here, Bhattacharya says, oh, I am very grateful to you. You have engaged me in service. And then he says, Adhama Kakera Kaila Garuda Saman Swatantreshwara Tumi Swayam Bhagavan. And this is the mood of Bhattacharya. He says, I was like a kaka, insignificant, but you made me like Garuda, a significant person, by engaging in service. So this is the glory of Sankirtan. And Krishna's Kavirish Goswami, next verse, he says, Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripataham Mande Paramananda Madhavam. Verses like this. So it is by this Sankirtan or this real mercy of the Lord that Mukam Kuruti Vachalam, the person who cannot speak can speak. So at least person like me can think, oh, I can speak. Then what benefit this will do? So Mukam Kuruti Vachalam means because I am Mukha in spirituality. So may Krishna give us Vacha that we can chant his name, we can glorify him. So 5 minutes. So because Lord Chaitanya's greatest devotee, who has fulfilled this desire of Prithvitya Achet and Agaradigram, Sarvata Prachara Hoibe Moranam. So when I was just going through these glories of Sankirtan, so even Srila Prabhupada has highlighted this Sankirtan so much. His Holiness Satsurup Das Goswami Maharaj explains this Hare Krishna Explosion, that book, that how Prabhupada mentions, I tried taking Sanskrit classes. I tried giving discourses on Bhagavad Gita, Prasadam distribution, so many things. But it had not attracted this Western mind so much. But Prabhupada said that when he went to Tompkins Square Park and started chanting, then even the famous people and so many people, they started joining him. And he says, that is the root and that's how I got success in spreading Krishna consciousness. That is Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan. So his beautiful letter of Srila Prabhupada to Hanuman Poddar. He says, I then rented one storefront and an apartment at 22nd Avenue for $200 per month, but without any source of income. I started my classes, and sometimes on Sundays, I used to chant Hare Krishna mantra in Tompkins Square Park from 3 to 5 p.m. During this time, all the young boys and girls used to gather around me. Sometimes poet Ginsberg would come to see me, And sometimes a reporter from the New York Times came to see me. In this way, the Hare Krishna mantra chanting became very popular in the Lower East Side. And another letter to His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, again Prabhupada emphasized that the glory of Sankirtan. He says, I am very glad to learn from your dated letter 2nd July that both yourself and Achyutananda went to Babu Ghat for chanting Hare Krishna. I am very glad to learn it. The same process I adopted in your country when I started my Sankirtan in Tompkins Square Park, New York. Krishna was so kind to send me all these boys and girls who are helping me now. So this is the glory of Sankirtan, who has this real nectar which is able to quench the thirst of our heart and tongue, but conditioned mind somehow unable to take shelter of it. As we have many Vaishnavas sitting here, especially His Grace Anand Vrindavan Prabhu, who very emphatically gives this importance of chanting and taking shelter of holy name, but somehow because of lack of taste and attraction for the non-Krishna conscious things, unable to do that. So I seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled here, and let's pray for each other that we can sincerely take shelter of this Sankirtan movement by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada and His great devotees, and if by their grace and mercy we can also make our life successful. Hare Krishna, thank you so much for your kind, patient hearing. Please forgive me if something which I spoke from scriptures is right, and these were not from my realizations, whatever I read and heard. If anything wrong, please forgive me. Hare Krishna. Any comments, questions, I don't know whether I'll be able to take, but if any comments are welcome, great Vaishnavas are sitting if they want to comment anything. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. So nice of you. More and more, I am becoming attached to GV by hearing all these classes. Prabhuji, what I could understand is, you are speaking so much about Sankirtan. Somehow, you can say anything, but I can tell you with 100% conviction now. When you chant with devotees, and when you chant with the devotees, you don't have the philosophy. You don't understand the philosophy only. But your intention is very clear that just you wanted to please Krishna and you wanted to help each other to chant nicely. The potency comes up is so high. Sometimes I could not understand that how this is happening. We used to have a program every day. We used to have a Zoom Japa. Now in that Zoom Japa every day, approximately 175 to 200 devotees all over the world are sitting every day. We start in the morning at 2 o'clock. Because why we keep it at 2 o'clock? Because there are many devotees who are staying out of India. And they used to have the time zone and everything is difficult. So they used to join early at 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock also, something like, for us it is 2 o'clock. But when I see it in the YouTube, when I see it in the Zoom, already 20, 25 devotees are already sitting over there. 2 o'clock. Now the best thing which I could understand is, Prabhu, how the potency of Harinam has nothing, basically, to be very frank, Prabhuji, I don't have so much Shastric knowledge also. I don't understand this everything as such so much. But Prabhu, I could understand one thing very clearly. Harinam works. Because the intention, we keep it very clear. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. We don't want anything, Krishna. We just want to please you. And we understand to some extent by Prabhupada's books is this Harinam is the most important thing. As you said, Harinam and Vaishnava Seva, these are the only two things which we have to keep it as a priority. And we kept this thing as a priority. And the potency, the wow, I could understand. This works out, Prabhu, this works out. What a gem devotees have come from, because we have completed 2 years now. There are devotees in last 2 years, they have not missed even a single day in Japa. And many of them, we have never seen each other. We have just on the screen, we see it on the Zoom, but by their video, but otherwise we have never seen, we have not talked with them. But yet the potency has become so deep. There are devotees, Prabhuji, they have taken some very serious commitments. They As far as Prabhuji's are concerned, they have taken this type of a commitment that they don't leave their house in the morning till that time they don't complete their first 16 rounds. And about the Matajis, I have seen Matajis, Prabhu. There are some Matajis, they have to take care of their house, correct? So because they have to take care of the house, prepare prasadam for their children, for their husband and all those things. So there are Matajis who have taken this commitment that they will not enter the kitchen unless until they don't complete the first 16 rounds. Because they feel it that I wanted to see that my family members and everybody, they should be so much uplifted with whatever prasad I cook for them. So to make themselves completely purified from my side, they first complete the 16 rounds, go to the kitchen and prepare prasadam and then serve the prasadam. When I see that, Prabhuji, it gives me so much inspiration. What a standard, Prabhuji. And they are all not staying in Mumbai where they can have an association of Radha Gopinath temple and this and that. But it's all very, very far away. We start from Jammu. It starts from Jammu and it ends in Chennai. And on this side, we start from Jagannath Puri and it stands for Gandhinagar. And plus so much abroad, everywhere. But all of them, and most of the people, they are so isolated. They don't have association, they don't have so much intimate association or a temple structure or something where they can go and meet everybody. But I could see it, Harinam works. Harinam works, Prabhuji. It really worked, Prabhuji. I could see it. What a standard, Prabhuji. What a devotee has taken so much seriously. And more we make it stricter and stricter because we are making lots of strict rules. The rules are so strict, Prabhuji, that once you come, there's all software we have developed it. In that software, we just check it out at what time you have come, at what time you go. Unless until Monday to Friday, because it's working day, nobody can leave unless until they don't complete the 16 rounds. Saturday, Sunday, it's weekend. So because of that, they have to chant 32 rounds. Once in a month, 64 rounds. Once in 3 months, 128 rounds. Once in a year, 192 rounds. Although such a strictness, yet flow of devotee comes and chants with us. This itself, Prabhuji, nothing is special. Prabhuji, I can tell you from my side, I don't know anything about Harinam. I don't know. But I know one thing. This works. Apne tota ki tarah kar liya hai, Prabhuji. Lekin mere ko samajh mein aa gaya, iska kya potency hai. Just Harinam only preaches. Harinam, jo hai, wo verse hai na, Vasudeva Bhagavate. Just you start chanting the holy name and all the purification starts. And this I could see it. What a standard, Prabhuji. Most of the devotees, somehow, Prabhuji, I have never met them. But they used to talk with me on the phone or somewhere or other. And I used to ask only one simple question. What is the difference it has come in your life after chanting so seriously and so consistently? 3-4 things they used to tell me. First thing is, my life has become absolutely disciplined. What was it? First of all, absolutely disciplined life. Second thing, in the morning itself, I complete all my 16 rounds and then go for my job or something. I'm completely relaxed. Because why I'm relaxed? Because I don't have to have that tension or a ghar pe ja karke mala pakadna ka hai, baki hai ye hai. Absolutely, due to that reason, I can give very clear focus to all my other activities. The third and the most important thing, which I used to see it, their family members used to come and talk with me. They used to say, ye, jab se hamara husband ne, jab se Harinam lene ka chalu kiya na, Pure so family members are so happy because he was so agitated, so irritated, so much problems and complication comes up. But now after he's taking chanting so seriously, ghar pura shant ho gaya hai. Everybody is so peaceful because he doesn't get irritated for a small things. He said, let go yaar. Kya yaar? Krishna mere paas hriday mein aa gaya hai na. And the fourth important, which I could see it, many of the people, they come and their employees comes and talks with me. Hamara boss ke andar kya change aa gaya? Pehla to kya itna thodi choti cheez ke andar bhadak jata tha. They sab chhod deta hai. Chalo, important hai, wohi pakadta hai, dusra sirf chhod deta hai. Prabhuji, when I see all these things, I could understand. Harinam works. Ye sab philosophy aap bata rahe hai, wo practical. Practical jo hai na, Prabhuji, hum log to jo hai na, hum main to businessman ho, Prabhu. मुझे तो चाहे सब चीज जो है ना प्राप्त रिजल्ट पहला देखने का है मैं रिजल्ट देखता हूँ फिर मेरे को अंदर श्रद्धा होती है प्रभु जी इसके अंदर मेरे को श्रद्धा क्यों आई समहाउ इन माय लाइफ आल्सो आई हैव टेकन इट वेरी टू सम एक्सटेंट सीरियसली एंड देन व्हेन आई कुड सी सच ए वंडरफुल डिवोटीज हैव टेकन इट सो नाइसली और मैंने कभी उनको मिला नहीं हूँ प्रभु जी फिजिकली मिला भी नहीं हूँ लेकिन उनका स्टैंडर्ड प्रभु जी अगर वो भार्गव भी जाते हैं ना बिकॉज इट इज अ जूम ना भार्गव भी जाते हो तो ट्रेन के अंदर भी चालू कर देते हैं बस में भी चालू करते हैं। अरे वहां तक के कार्तिक यात्रा के अंदर जो है, कार्तिक महीने के अंदर वृंदावन के अंदर वो परिक्रमा होती है ना, 84 परिक्रमा, और ये 84 परिक्रमा के अंदर भी चलते जाते हैं और वो चालू होता है। मैंने बोलता, मैं देखता हूँ उनको, बाप रे ये लोग 84 परिक्रमा भी करें लेकिन जपा को हमारे साथ में छोड़ते नहीं है। When I could see that, I said, "Wow, क्या life है?" और the best thing that उसमें से हुआ है वो, जब husband या wife जो है दो में से एक आ जाता था, तो एक आने के बाद में उसकी consistency और उसका life के अंदर इतना बड़ा change हो गया, उसके अंदर इतना changes आ गया, उसको देख करके उसके family members, प्रभु, now most of the many of them, not everybody, but many of the cases has happened that way, that I could see it. First of all, only wife or husband was sitting. And slowly, now wife and husband, both of them are sitting in the screen. And slowly, I could see now even the children is also coming and chatting with them. So, मुझे ऐसा समझ में आया, ये हरिनाम ही सब चीज करता है। प्रीचिंग हमने कुछ नहीं किया ऐसा कुछ, प्रभु हरिनाम ही सबको सिखा दिया क्या करना है। और मैं हमेशा पूछता रहता, तुम्हारे में क्या हुआ, ये इतना क्यों लेते आप? So they say only one thing, प्रभु जी अंदर से ऐसा कुछ लग रहा है कि कृष्णा हमारे साथ में आ गए और पूरा लाइफ में हमारे चेंजेस आ गया, नरिशमेंट इतना मिल रहा है, ऐसा लग रहा है कि सुबह में जब कृष्णा आ गया हृदय में, पूरा दिन इतना ब्लिसफुल जाता है। सो प्रभु, व्हाट आर यू सेइंग इज, यू आर गिविंग इस लोक का, प्रभु मैं अनपढ़ आदमी हूँ, मेरे को कुछ ये सब आता नहीं है, ये सब समझता नहीं है, मैं प्रैक्टिकल जाता हूँ, मैं जो प्रैक्टिकली आई एम सो क्लियर प्रभु जी, इफ यू हैव ए टेस्ट इन हरिनाम योर स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ इज एब्सोल्युटली स्टेबल, एब्सोल्युटली। आई हैव सीन प्रभु जी, देयर आर डिवोटीज who chant 128 rounds every day. That means every day they spend 11 to 12 hours every day in chanting the holy name. In our congregation itself, we have devotees. We have devotees who is Radhana Smara's disciple, who is chanting 128 rounds every day. And I could see it. Their spiritual life is so stable. Wo hil nahi jata hai, Prabhuji. Haan, ups and downs aayega, thoda bahut takleef hota hai, lekin wo uproot nahi ho jata hai, thoda hilega, lekin uproot nahi hota hai. This I could understand, a person who has started, who has got a taste in chanting the holy name, spiritual life has become very stable, Prabhuji. Lekin like a rock, hilta nahi hai Prabhuji kidhar se, kyunki usko andar se param drishtvani vartate, usko ek bahut high taste mil gaya. So Prabhu, thank you very much. Mera bhi, I also to some extent understand it. This Harinam Sankirtan movement is have a tremendous potency. Only the thing, it has to be completely been exposed in a very proper way and it has to be given in a very, very proper channel. And then Harinam only does everything. Harinam is sab chit karta hai. Tumko kuch karne ki garat nahi. Khali wo platform bana dene ka rata hai aur wo platform se hi sab aage chalta hai. Sorry Prabhu, bahut jyada time le liya. Mera jyada hi bolte ja raha hu. Thank you very much. Hari Bawal, Hare Krishna.
Thank you Prabhuji for saving me and giving the real purport to this translation word. We really are benefited. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.